A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Zion, Yevamos 107a. Pagination is 213. Starting from the top of the page, the new Mishnah. Our topic is Mi'un. We know that according to biblical law, a man is allowed to marry off his daughter in good judgment before she's reached the age of bas mitzvah. He's allowed to marry her off to, in good judgment, a man of his choosing. The Gemara explains that we would ask the young lady if she agrees to this marriage, and if she gives her approval, it would actually be binding as a marriage. And that is the ability, if the father is around, to be able to do that. Keep in mind that in their culture, time of the Talmud and earlier, girls actually would get married very young, and parents would have an enormous say in the marriage and in, we hope, good judgment. And that was a normal societal type of thing for a girl to get married young into a family and be taken care of and provided for and to succeed in the marriage setting in this way. I mention that because sometimes it's just very hard for us in our culture to appreciate what we're describing, but to understand their society, we have to put ourselves in their milieu in order to appreciate. That being said, what happens if the father is not around? So the halacha, described in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, is Ktana She'ein Lo Av. If a young girl does not have a father, Chazal legislated that her mother or brother should, on a rabbinical level, be able to marry her off to a mutually agreeable man in order, presumably, that she shouldn't be disadvantaged on the marriage scene because her father is not around. Typically, they would marry young, whether they would marry quite that young or just after bas mitzvah or a drop older, but if the opportunity presented itself and it was mutually agreeable, the girl was old enough and she agreed that this is a good choice, they would be able to marry her off to a man. Which brings us to the concept of miyun, which is that the rabbi said that on this marriage that we empower the mother or the brothers to do on her behalf with her consent, we empower her as she gets older to reject this marriage if she so chooses until she reaches the age of bas mitzvah when she will no longer be able to reject the marriage. This act of rejection is called miyun, and the ketana, this under bas mitzvah girl, even though she originally consented to the marriage, but as things developed, as she gets older, she realizes this is not good. So until her bas mitzvah age, she is allowed to reject it, and she's allowed to walk out of the marriage without requiring a get. Again, this is a rabbinic marriage for her benefit. She shouldn't be disadvantaged. But they made it with a loophole that if it turns out as she gets older that she needs out, until her bas mitzvah, she has that opportunity. The Ramah in Sif Aleph puts things in perspective and writes, L'chatchilo yesh lebezdin lizor shelo lahasi yisoma katana b'makam shenira lohem sheyavo lidei miyun. the Beis Din should be careful not to marry off this orphaned girl to a relationship that appears to them that it's not good, that it's going to end up requiring a miyun, because really what's happening is that she's going to live in their home as a wife, and then after a few years, she's going to walk out. It's not a simple thing. The Beis Din will have to use good judgment, but in good judgment, if they feel that it's to her benefit, this could actually mature into a regular, normal marriage, then they can go ahead with it. But otherwise, they should use caution. Our Mishnah discusses the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a number of areas regarding miyun, this act of rejection on the marriage, which this girl in a rabbinic type marriage is allowed to perform, allowed to take advantage of, to reject the marriage that she's in because it's underage and it was done by a mother or brother and not by the father. Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai say, Ein mima'anin ela arusos. Only a woman from a kiddushin of such is allowed to reject. But if she was already a nesua, she was already living after chuppah with the husband, that she wouldn't be able to reject. Uveselalomim arusos unesuos. And Beis Hillel say, even if there was relations, she still has the ability to reject until she becomes a halachic adult, a bas mitzvah. A second argument, Beis Shammai omrim beva'al. Beis Shammai say she could only reject the husband. Beis Hillel omrim beva'al uviyavam. And Beis Hillel say she can reject the husband or the yavam. Let's say there's a case where this type of marriage from the mother or brother puts her in a relationship, and then that husband dies. She's now waiting for the yavam, the brother-in-law, the living brother, to perform yibum chalitza. Beis Hillel says she can just do miyun on the entire relationship, and she could get out simply like that. Third argument. Beis Shammai omrim b'fanav, uveis Hillel omrim b'fanav, v'shalo b'fanav. Beis Shammai say you could only do miyun in front of the husband. Beis Hillel say in front of him, not in front of him, makes no difference, you could just do it. And finally, Beis Shammai omrim b'vezdin, uveis Hillel omrim b'vezdin, v'shalo b'vezdin. Beis Shammai say it has to be in the presence of Beis Din. Beis Hillel say that it could be even not in the presence of Beis Din. In Halacha, Sif Gimel, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we're therefore lenient in these different areas. Hamiyun hu shetomar efshi beploni baili. Miyun is that she makes a declaration that I don't want to be married to so-and-so, my husband. Vafilu lo omra davar, even if she didn't say anything, elaholcha v'niskatcha la'acher kishehi ketana, she went and did a kiddushin with a different man while she's still underage, while she's still less than bas mitzvah, afapishayse nesua, even if she was full-fledged married to this first person through the mother or brother's activity in marrying her off. Nevertheless, if she accepted kiddushin from somebody else, kiddusheha heim heim mi'uneha. The very act of accepting kiddushin from somebody else is an act of rejection on the original husband, and that itself would function as miyun if it was done in the presence of people. Then it would function as a miyun, even though she didn't say anything actively. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.